CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham. Web references in the script can be found either on the RSGB website or attached to the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. This is GB2RS News for Sunday the 28th of May 2023. Here are the main news headlines. RSGB Tonight at 8 webinar, RSGB B-Connect loop experiments, RSGB School Zone webpage. On Monday the 5th of June, the RSGB's Tonight at 8 live webinar will feature Mike Richards, G4WNC, who will give a presentation on Node-RED for radio amateurs. Node-RED is a visual programming language that's very powerful but surprisingly easy to use. The language has matured over recent years and has the potential to be a valuable tool for radio amateurs. In this talk, Mike will provide an introduction to Node-RED programming techniques. He'll conclude with a live demonstration to show just how easy it can be to add extra facilities to your rig. Watch and ask questions live on the RSGB YouTube channel or special BATC channel. More information on the RSGB website. Three weekends have been identified for some RSGB B-Connect loop experiments. On the 3rd and 4th of June, there'll be some regional loops and nets. On the 10th and 11th of June, there'll be an England-only loop and net based around the activators who have registered for B-Connect call signs so far. But the Society would welcome new activators in the west of England and East Anglia. Finally, on the 24th and 25th of June, there'll be an attempt at multiple nation loop. Although to do so, the Society will need activators in Wales, Scotland and Northern Ireland. So if you'd like to join in with these activities, register for B-Connect activity call sign via the RSGB website. Go to rsgb.org/coronation and choose the B-Connect information page. The RSGB School Zone webpage brings together radio amateurs in schools and colleges. The Society wants to help people share their experience and expertise of establishing and running a radio club for young people. The RSGB has just launched a new page as part of this section called School Zone Stories, where it's highlighting some of the great amateur radio activities that are happening in these and other schools. If you're a school with an amateur radio club and want to be added to the list, or a radio amateur or club that's linking with local schools, the RSGB would love to add your information and stories to School Zone. Go to the RSGB pages and look up School Zone to find out more, or send your stories and photos to comms, that's COMMS, at rsgb.org.uk. Have you seen the RSGB Live News webpage? It brings together the Society's social media feeds, latest YouTube videos and front page news in one place. Launched a few years ago, people found it very useful, so the RSGB is highlighting it again now for those who've become radio amateurs or returned to amateur radio more recently. Take a look at rsgb.org/live for a taster, or then go to the individual comms channels to find out more. Work Tool Britain Group will be holding its AGM on the 11th of June at 12 p.m. The venue will be the meeting room of Alfreton Leisure Centre, Bowles Hall, Church Street in Alfreton, D557BD. For more information, contact Paul M1AIB via m1aib@worked-all-britain.org.uk or visit the Work Tool Britain website. Details of rallies. The Durham and District Amateur Radio Rally is taking place today, Sunday the 28th of May. The venue is Bowburn Community Centre, Bowburn in County Durham, DH65AT. Doors open from 10:10 to 2:30 p.m, with disabled visitors gaining access at 10 o'clock. Admittance is £2. Bring and buy stale trade stands, special interest groups and an RSGB bookstall. Catering and licensed bar are also available. For more information, contact Michael Wright, G7TWX on 07826 924 192 or email via dadars@gmx.com. Spalding Radio Rally takes place on Sunday the 4th of June. Venue is the Holbeach United Youth Football Club, Pennyhill Road, Holbeach. That's in Lincolnshire, of course, PE12 7PR, doors open at 10 a.m. Disabled access from 9:30, admittance £3. The event will feature a car boot sale, catering, flea market and trade stands. More from Graham, G8NWC, on 07754 619701, email rally at figures 2023@sdars.org.uk, or visit sdars.org.uk/SpaldingRally. The Rochdale and District Amateur Radio Summer Rally takes place on the Sunday the 10th of June. This will be at St Vincent de Paul's Hall, Norden in Rochdale, OL127QR. Doors open at 10, entry is £3, refreshment and plenty free parking is available. Further info or to book a stall, contact Ros Worrell via rosallen@gmail.com or Dave Carden via dave@cardens.me.uk. The Mendips Rally takes place on Sunday the 11th of June. The venue is Farrington Gurney Memorial Hall, Church Lane, Farrington Gurney in Somerset, BS39 6TY. Entrance is £2. Doors open 7:30 a.m. for traders, 9:30 for everybody else. Booking and inquiries, please contact Luke 07870168197 or email mendipsrally, all one word, at hotmail.com. Junction 28 Radio Rally takes place on Sunday the 11th of June. The venue is the Alfreton Leisure Centre, Bowles Hall, Church Street, Alfreton, D55 7BD. Doors open 10:15, admission £4. There's a fee of £12 to book a table in advance. A bar and refreshments will be available. For more information and directions and a booking form, visit snadarc.com or email secretary@snadarc.com. Special event news, OL100 Radio, OL100RJ, OL23 Radio and OL23RJ are the special call signs for the Czech Radio Club to mark 100 years of broadcasting in Czechoslovakia. Look out for activity on all bands and modes until the 18th of June. A certificate is available. More info, visit qrz.com pages associated with the special call signs. Commemorating the 100th anniversary of the first Trans-Tasman amateur radio contact, members of the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters will be operating special call sign ZL100 until the 25th of July. North Bristol Amateur Radio Club, in partnership with South Bristol Amateur Radio Club, is holding a special event to commemorate the loss of Flight 777A on the 1st of June in 1943. The flight was en route from Portugal to Whitchurch Airport, which is now defunct, in Bristol. The event has been granted the rare call sign GB80AGBB. The station will be active from 10 a.m. until 5 p.m. on the 30th of May to the 3rd of June on the 20 and 40 metre bands and the Southwest DMR Cluster Talk Group 950. Contact can also be made via the free DMR network on Talk Group 777. For more information, visit the GB80AGBB page on qrz.com or email GB80AGBB@GB7BS.com. DX News, for raising money for charity. A team of three amateurs is visiting Rockall Island, a U189, on the North Atlantic coast, almost 200 miles west of Scotland. The team will be operating using MM0 UKI and plans to be QRV between Monday the 29th of May and Friday the 2nd of June. The team is expecting to be active on the 40 to 10 metre bands using CWFT8SSB. The QSL manager is Charles, M0OXO. For more information, visit Rockall, that's Rockall, O-R-O-C-K-A-L-L-E-X-P-E-D, rockallexped.com. Jack, M0PLX, will be active from Unst and six other islands in the Shetlands, U-012, until Friday the 2nd of June. He's operating using SSB on the HF bands and will monitor the 6-metre band. Updates on be posted to M0PLX's Facebook page. Vincent, HB9VCJ, will be active as 8Q7VJ from the Maldives, AS013, on Sunday the 4th of June. Until the 4th of June, he'll operate QRP, SSB and various digital modes on the 40 to 6 meter bands, and also FM on the 10 meter band. QSL var logbook of the world, EQSL or var his home call. Didier F6BCW is active as Fox Oscar stroke call sign from Huaine, Huaine, Island, OCO67 French Polynesia until the 25th of October. He operates CW and SSB on the 80 to 6 meter bands, QSL via F6EXV, club log and logbook of the world. Now for contest news today, the 28th UK Microwave Group High Band Contest runs from 0600 to 1800 UTC, all modes 5.7 and 10 gigs frequencies. The exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. Also today, the CQ Worldwide WPXCW contest ends its 48-hour run at 2359 UTC using CW on 160 to 10 metre bands. The exchange is signal report and serial number. National Field Day will start at 1500 UTC on Saturday the 3rd of June and end at 1500 on the Sunday the 4th of June using CW on 160 to 10 metre bands where contests are permitted. The exchange is signal report and serial number. UK 6 metre summer contest starts at 1300 UTC on Saturday the 3rd of June, ends at 1300 UTC on Sunday the 4th of June. Using all modes on the 6 metre band, the exchange is signal report, serial number, locator and member number. The ARRL International Digital Contest starts at 1800 UTC on Saturday the 3rd of June and ends 2359 UTC on the 4th of June. Digital modes, 160 to 6 metre bands, the exchange is your 4-character locator. On Sunday the 4th of June, the UK Microwave Group Low Band Contest runs from 1000 to 1600 UTC. All modes on 1.3, 2.3 and 3.4 gigs frequencies, the exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. Now the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO. The Sun currently has an equal number of spots in both its northern and southern hemispheres, they write. The solar flux index was consistently in the 150 to 160 range last week with a total of 8 M-class flares. We had unsettled geomagnetic conditions on the 21st and 22nd when the KP index hit 6, but then things have settled down again to a more manageable 2 or 3. There are times where the F-layer critical frequency is lower than the E-layer critical frequency due to sporadic E. That means HF signals can't reach the F2 layer, basically blocking off DX, but leaving sporadic E short skip available, so make the most of these short skip contests to the continent and multi-hop sporadic E skips to further afield. Conditions in the F2 layer will improve in the autumn, so they don't worry, they say. There is still HFDX to be had, but you may have to hunt for it. Recently, Lorry G3UML were BD4VJGZ in China on the 15-meter band. CW and Stewart M1SMH worked YG2ALQ in Indonesia, as well as A71UN in Qatar on the 10-metre band using FT8. Meanwhile, Andy M0NKR worked VK on the 15-metre band using SSB Long Path. Namibia, Malawi, Equatorial Guinea all have been workable from the UK using FT8 on the 10-metre band during late morning. Next week, NOAA predicts that the Sun Flux Index will remain in the same range, that is, 150s to 160s. Unsettled geomagnetic conditions are forecast on the 2nd to the 4th of June, when the KP index might reach 4. Otherwise, it suggests that conditions will be mainly settled, with the KP index around 2 to 3. So make the most of the elusive HF F2 layer openings on the various opportunities available during this peak time for sporadic E propagation. VHF and up. The broad-scale pattern is still dominated by a large area of high pressure over the country, with its centre mostly on the northwest to the northwest of the British Isles. The whole period through to the end of the coming week should offer some good tropo prospects, so why not try using CW or SSB to add some extra squares to your log? Underlift conditions, even a halo antenna, can be surprisingly effective. The weather variety will remain until the end of next week, when low pressure over France tries to push some thundery showers northwards into southern Britain after midweek, and then perhaps northwards as far as western Scotland. This brings a chance of rain, scatter On the gigahertz band, there is always, as usual, chance of aurora and meteor scatter to bring additional options, but the main mode of interest will be sporadic here as we head into the peak of the season. With Tropo also in play, it's worth a quick note to those who are not used to working sporadic E. Tropo tends to be long-lasting and usually better on the higher bands. That's to say, the 70 cms band is often better than the 2-meter band, whereas sporadic E is usually brief and better at lower frequency bands, so the 10-meter band is better than 6. This time of year, it can reach up to 2 meters on rare occasions. If you do nothing else, simply check the bands and clusters at the end of the afternoon to maximise your sporadic E chances. Moon declination is positive but falling this weekend, going negative on Tuesday. We're past apogee, so path losses will fall as the week goes on. We'll see shortening moon windows with falling path losses. 144 meg sky noise is low all week. And that's it from the propagation team this week. That's all from me with a bad cold. Until next week.